It is August 24. Today in Ukraine the most significant state holiday is celebrated, Independence Day. It was on August 24, 1991 that Ukraine declared its departure from the Soviet Union and the restoration of its state sovereignty. At that time, no one obstructed Ukraine's choice of its own path. Only Moscow politicians and the then American President George Bush Sr. asked not to rush into independence. However, no one dared to impede Ukrainians by force. This only happened almost a quarter of a century later, in 2014, when Russians began to seize Crimea, and last year it escalated into a full-scale war. A war for independence we gained 32 years ago, but one we are still fighting for. Russians have never perceived Ukraine as an independent state. We have consistently made crude jokes about us, devalued Ukrainian culture and language. Even when our official relations were very good and Russians had not yet occupied Crimea and parts of Donbass, they regarded Ukraine as an unreal country, openly mocking our independence, accusing Ukrainians of the alleged collapse of once seemingly strong Soviet Union. I remember how much of a blow it was to me to witness the reaction of my Russian colleagues and friends to the occupation of Crimea, how openly they supported the seizure of foreign land, the expulsion of Ukrainians from the occupied territories, how enthusiastically they talked about Ukraine's downfall. They understood that occupation is a crime, that persecuting Ukrainians in the occupied territories is blatant Nazism, but they found it agreeable, and they wanted more. The majority of Russians were captivated by the utterly irrational idea of completely annihilating Ukraine. It is impossible to comprehend, simply impossible, yet people who lived thousands of kilometers away from Ukraine, somewhere in Siberia, who had never seen a living Ukrainian in their lives, dreamed of the destruction of Ukraine. For years they have been preparing for this. After the Russians managed to occupy Crimea, they gradually spent years preparing for the destruction of Ukraine. My former Moscow colleague, with whom we raised our children together, whom I had known for almost 20 years, sent me messages about how eagerly he would watch as Ukraine would be subjugated by Russia and Ukrainians would be annihilated. By the way, plans did not work out. Ukraine stood strong and is now slowly restoring its territorial integrity. It turns out that Russia itself is an incapable state. It is in Russia where there is no law and no order. There is nothing in Russia to hold the state together except for the fear of the residents towards cops and officials. That's why today is an especially significant celebration, a celebration that the Russians had hoped to obliterate but ended up filling it with new meanings themselves. Now Ukraine's independence and the survival of Ukrainians are synonyms. Without independence, we won't exist. So happy Independence Day for everyone. If anyone wishes to personally congratulate me, you can always do it using the contact details in the description of this episode. Take a note, there is also a Buy Me a Coffee link there now. Once again, happy holiday and Slava Ukraini!